Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Winston Papstein, your voice on the North Coast, filling in for today's community comment. Memorial Day weekend is right upon us, and I don't think there's a single person who would bemoan or complain getting an extra day off from work. For many, one of the big events on the North Coast is upon us. That's right, with Memorial Day weekend, it also means that the Kinetic Sculpture Race is fast approaching, though it looks like it's now called the Kinetic Grand Championship. I don't know, Grand Championship just doesn't roll off the tongue for me as easily as Sculpture Race, so I'll keep referring to it as such. I know, old habits die hard. The Kinetic Sculpture Race is easily the most anticipated event that the Humboldt County community takes part in every single year. Human-powered floats and art installations are built and tested over the year and then used to travel 42 miles over the course of the three-day weekend. That is no easy feat, and I applaud all those adventurers willing to brave the elements for 3 days and two nights. As a kid, I remember my family taking my brother and I to Arcata for several years to see all the entries take off from the plaza in Arcata, heading towards the Manila sand dunes along Samoa Boulevard, crossing Humboldt Bay, and then continuing on with the finish line being on Main Street in Ferndale on Memorial Day. Like many locals familiar with the race, I knew that local sculptor Hobart Brown came up with the initial race in the late 60s, saying that his goal was to show, quote, adults having fun so children would want to get older, and that the initial race took place on a Mother's Day spanning about 2 to 3 blocks along Main Street in Ferndale. However, I had no idea how much of an impact it would leave. I did a little research, and it looks like while visiting in 1969, California Congressman Don Clausen was photographed riding the infamous pentacycle that Hobart made for his son. As a frequent traveler, Hobart also took his Kinetic Race idea with him wherever he traveled to, and it would be adopted across the United States. As of today, along with the race in Humboldt, there are various Kinetic Races in Maryland, Florida, Massachusetts, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and many other states. Even though Hobart sadly passed away in the mid-2000s, his legacy lives on with the annual race being held every single year, except for 2020, understandable due to the COVID restrictions at the time. Whether you are a participant in the race, a spectator, or one of the behind-the-scenes organizers of the event, the Kinetic Sculpture Race never fails in bringing out the kid in all of us. And to think this national event all began one day in Ferndale when Hobart improved his son's tricycle by attaching 2 extra wheels to race against fellow artist Jack Mays. The siren is set to go off at 12 p.m. tomorrow to officially kick off this year's event, and I hope to see everyone either at the plaza or along the course as we cheer on all the entries for this year's Kinetic Sculpture Race. This has been Winston Papstein with today's Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.